Beitza, Perek Aleph, Mishneh Gimel. Here we have another machlokes Beishamai and Beisil. In this machlokes, Beishamai is the machmir, Kedarke b'chol hashas. Ein molichin es hasulam mishoivach l'shoivach. A shoivach is an area, it's like a coop, where the birds could fly in and out. The yoinim make nests over there. The eggs that they lay are laid over there, and they come back over there. They roost over there. That's their nest. That's their place. He wants to go up in order to be able to take a yoino out to Shecht on Yom Tov. Like we said, that's the etzem activity of Shechitas. Yoinim is a dover that's motiv ne'oichel nefesh. The shayla is over here, not mishum melocha. The shayla is over here on Issur d'Rabbanon. What's this in the Rabbanon? It looks, when you're schlepping a ladder, Chazal were very sensitive. This is the first time we have this concept, and it's going to repeat itself many times over the length of the Masechta. That's Hashem. Chazal were very sensitive to things that look like you're doing Melocha. Hare, Yom Tov is not Shabbos. Yom Tov, you have to be a sophisticated to see which Vos Meken Yeton, Vos Meken Ishton. What's Mutter, what's Asa. It's not like by us, where it's just putting up food to cook. By them, food preparation was zach shechting, right? You're talking about something that looks very, very vachadik. To figure out what's yomtiv and what's not yomtiv, so there are different safeguards put into place, which are things that are nirik malocha. Over here, it looks like when you're schlepping a ladder, a tall ladder that goes up to a second floor. What does it look like you're doing? It looks like you're going up to the roof to fix. Boine, tikin, makib patish, something else that's mamish malocha even on yomtiv. So over here, in malichin zasum mishavich l'shavich, it's propped up against one shavich. You want to schlep it over to the other one. That looks like you're heading up to be oisik in malacha. Avo mateu mechaloin l'chaloin. If the ladder has enough room and you could just tilt it, and you could just sort of tilt the ladder from one, each shavich had the shavich had different chaloinos, which is where you could stick your hand in to pull out one of the yoinim. If you could just sort of tilt the ladder, that would be okay. Beisil matir, Beisil holds that it's mutter. They weren't geyser over here because it's clear that the ladder is leading up to a shevach. It doesn't have to look as if, or it less looks like it's a malacha. Now, like everything else, over here the Gemara narrows down the machlokes. Beisil lavad is not choylik on the concept of Beishameh, which is usually the case. And the Rav brings the Tamtzis to the Gemara. Besulam shalaliya kuli amalei pligi da'asa. Depends what type of ladder it is. There's a ladder that taka is made for going up to the roof. There's a ladder which is shorter, and it's made not for doing a major work, but just for walking, for going up, climbing up and pulling out the... you don't need the ladder to hold on to while you're doing work. It doesn't have to be as tall. Besulam shal shayvach, it's called. I don't know exactly what the chilik is. But if you're carrying it b'shus harabim, carrying on Yom Tov is not a malacha. Over here, you're carrying l'tzarech Yom Tov because you're carrying it in order to get out the yoina. But carrying a ladder through b'shus harabim certainly does not look good because it looks like you're carrying. It looks like you're being Isaac in chayil. You might be wearing yesh Yom Tov clothing, but it looks like you're being Isaac in malacha. Where's the machlokes? The machlokes is where you're moilach b'shus hayochid. People don't generally see. Beis Shammai holds Ein Moilichin, and here there's an important principle at work. We have very many things which are not Isurim. Chazal said that they're Osir Mishum Maris Ayin. And here's a Yeshiva Shechakira. Maris Ayin, what's Osir is the Maris Ayin Shaboy. So what happens if it's Bechadri Chador? What happens if it's in a place where nobody's going to see? Where would there be Maris Ayin? Or maybe not. Maybe Chazal, when they asked something Mishum Maris Ayin, that was the cause. The Siba, Hoiseris, was Marasai. But what Chazal did was, they turned that into a Maisa Issa. Once it's a Maisa Issa, even Bechadri Chadorim. So this is a discussion in the Gemara. The Loshon of Chazal is, Koldova She'osu Chachom Ne Maras Ayin, Afilu Bechadri Chadorim Osu. That's the way we pass it. So the Moshul, give an example. Hanging out wet clothing, you finish a washing load, there's no Malacha L'chayru in taking out the clothing and hanging it up. You're not squeezing it. But hanging up clothing has a maris ayin aspect that it looks like you washed on Shabbos. Oy bazoy, something that's wet on Shabbos, you're not allowed to hang up. You have to hang it up. You have to, if you have a load that just came out, you need clothing for Shabbos morning, you need for one of the kids something, you have to hurry quickly, you have to hang it up before Shabbos. Even bechadur chadar was being choshed you. Afilo achi cholov she'aser also afilo bechadur chadar. So now, because of that rule, Beshamay now makes sense. It's also Beshil Lamaisa was matter. Even though normally that would be the case that even Bachad Vichadarim is also over here, the Umatim Shum Simchas Yomtiv. Interesting. The Mishnah Beis, we had a Gzeru where Beshamay was Matim Shum Simchas Yomtiv. Okay? Called Dovel Luchut. The next halach in the Mishnah is also a bit complicated. Let's give a Hagdoma. We're talking over here in this first case about climbing up on a ladder to take out goizlois, that are the birds, yoinim, from the place where they nest, from the shoivach. Lamaisa, birds are less biyodchot to catch. They come in, they come out. So because of that, they're not oimid l'shimush. An animal, on Shabbos and Yom Tov, an animal which is part of your livestock that you would pick out, you would shecht on Yom Tov, is not considered muktzah. He's oimid l'shkita. And we spoke about that in the Tarnagoilis, Mishnah Aleph. We spoke about the Tarnagoilis being oimid l'shkita. So merely he's not muktzah. That being said, the Gemara explains over here that a yoino, kishela atzme, is not oimid, he's not mukhanu mezuman l'achila. He's choyser achono. Because of that, he has a status of muktzah. To get around the status of muktzah is going to take some type of hachono miboid yom from erev yomtiv. What's that? Beshamay oimrim lo yitol elim kain nina miboid yom. Nina over here is milosh nanum. We just finished off Masechet Sukkah. He has to shake it. He has to be meichin the ones that he wants to take. He might shecht erev yomtiv. He'll see if he runs out of meat. The yomtiv suh that night was there were extra guests. They ran out of whatever was prepared erev Yom Tov, so now they want to shecht more in order to be able to prepare for more Aruchim Yom Tov morning. Well, there are Aruchim that showed up unexpectedly. A lot of the het of Aruchim Nevesh, we'll see later on, is Aruchim de Ikla, when Aruchim come. So okay, there are extra guests, he wants to prepare extra meat, he wants to go up. The Yoinim, the Goizlois, Kishal Atzma Mamukzo. The only way he's allowed to take them is only if he did a Nanua, he was making them by picking them up and shaking them. Another point is worth mentioning over here, that if these are adult birds that fly, mature birds that fly properly, there's not only a problem of muktzah in taking them, there's a more serious problem called tzedo. The malacha of tzod is not a malacha that's mutim in pnei oichel nefesh, even though it looks like you're just catching a bird or a deer or a fish only in order to shechita. We'll have to see in Perek Gimel. This is from the Melochos that are not Mutter Mipnei Oichel Nefesh. That being said, the Gemara makes a Nekimta. What we're talking about over here is we're talking about a bird which is hopping around, not mamish a baby bird, but we're talking about a bird that moves around, it flies a little bit, but it's not Mechus HaTzeda. So Memela, there's no Melocha Derais of Tzeda, there's still a problem of Muktzu. Beshamai says the Yichud of the Nanua helps. Besil is Mekum. Basil holds that it's enough. He doesn't have to actually climb up. He matrich himself and shake it. He stands and he says, listen, if I'm choyser bosor on yomtivs, then I'm going to go up, I'm going to take from those. Even this makloikis, the Rav brings from the Gemara. The Gemara waters down the makloikis. Then again, they're not arguing. Beshama is moided to Basil that Achana Bediba works. When do you need a stronger hachana of being menanea, the bird, climbing up and being menanea, physically the bird? Only in the following case. They had different shoivachim, and there were different nests. And b'derech klal, if there's a bird that you're going to want to take for shechita, you're going to take it from the birds that are more mature. The ones that are freshly hatched, the ones that are just born, you're not going to take, because you're going to leave them by the mother, I guess, to grow, or it's healthier for the birds to grow with the mother. You're going to take from the more mature ones. Oy bazoy, the ones that are newly born, it's called brecho rishonim, miloshim brecho, the mother bird doesn't allow them to be boireach, to escape. The mother keeps them nearby for a sense of closeness. So Beshame holds in that case, the dibur, the yichud bedibur won't help, because maybe you're going to come back tomorrow, and on that one you wouldn't take, and you're going to change your mind and take from a different one. The shvacha yichud. So you need a better yichud of actually being menaneh, then Beis Hillel holds no. Even the brecha rishon is enough, the yichud bedibur. But in the regular birds that attack oimid lakach, Beis Shammai holds also the yichud bedibur would be enough. On the other hand, Beis Hillel is also moedah that you need a yichud. So So the machloikis is that very small detail. Mishneh Dalet. Zimen shchoirim u'motzeh levonim. Levonim u'motzeh shchoirim. What we're talking about over here is vayter, pulling out birds in order to shecht. You hear already how the Hemshech HaMishnah is that we started in Mishnah, we're talking about a beitzah, so we're talking about a bird. Mishnah Beis, we're talking about an oif, which needs kisei adam, also a chaya, but generally speaking, chayis, we'll just point out something metziyistic, chayis are not so emed l'shchita. How often does somebody have a chance to catch a deer and shecht it? Deers run wild. So b'derechal, the animals that one would shecht are behemois. The case of kisei adam, go to any Beis HaShchita, any Shlachtois, is always going to be on poultry, it's always going to be on chickens. So Melavaita, the Mishnah, is talking about the bird. So here we're going back a step, and we're talking about the bird itself, not the chicken, not the egg, not the kisei adam. We're talking about getting the birds in order to shecht. So over here as well, we have a case of Zimen Shchoyim Motzel Levonim, there's black ones and there's white ones. He was Mizamen, he was Miyached, what we spoke about in the Mishnah before, these, and then he found those. Now, the Chayitza Davar Pashut, that if he was Mazmin black and then he climbed up, one assumes that they didn't change B'derech Nes. If there are white ones, it means the black ones flew away. White ones that are Mukta landed over here. The Chayitza should be Pashut, it's awesome. So we're talking over here, we had Shevchim, he had black and he had white. And there is a possibility the black and white just switched over places. So the white that's here, that's him, he was Mazmin both. He was Taka Minanea, or he was Miyachid B'Dibur, in whichever case we had a Mishneh Gimel. So they are Mezumin. The Shaila is only that since they're out of place, it could be that Taka they switched over, and these birds are locals, these are his, they're Miyuchid, and they're not Mukta. Or it could be a bird that flew in from Hefker, and the Taka is Mukta. So what's Bifanenu? So the Gemara says very interesting. The Gemara in Daf Yud Amud Beis says that Roiv Ha'oilom is doch not from the birds that are here. So you have to be chayshish. So that's why the Mishnah says that zimen shchoyim motzeh levonim, levonim motzeh shchoyim, shnayim motzeh shloisha, asur. You have to assume based on roiv ha'olam that they're not the birds from next door. They're not the next door neighbors of the other birds that belong to you. The Gemara in Daf Yud Amud Beis uses this to interject into a sugya, a famous sugya in Bava Basra, Chof Gimel. What happens, Taka, if you have a roiv? And connected the roiv, you have a korov. That means, let's say you have a bird that you found, nipla nimtza, the Mishnah says, and 50 amas away, there's somebody has a coop with yoinim, and he has 20 birds. 100 amas away, somebody else has one, but he has 200 birds. So we have a roiv, the one that has more birds. On the other hand, closer is the one that has less birds. So we have a roiv, who has roiv, versus the one who's Korov. It's a whole back and forth. The Gemara says, L'chayra, from here would be a raya. The Roiv v'Korov azlina basu Roiv, Ruba da'almo k'neged Korov. The Gemara is doicha with a whole akimta that what you could say is that in front of the kupa over here, there's a board that sticks out, and the goizlois k'seida, they walk out. Of their nesting place, they walk out, and from there, it's very easy that they could switch places. There's also other birds that are fremde, that are outsiders, that stop over there for a rest, maybe for some social activity with the other birds. Similar, you would look at that as a roiv da'alma, because it's its own limited social circle of birds that land there, and it's also a korv. Similar, there's no steerer to the roiv and korv. Lamaisa, halacha lamaisa in hilchas nida, it's again hilchas hashav zaveda, hilchas egla arufa, we pask in roiv v'korv holchanacha roiv. Therefore, you don't have to make a whole complicated akimta, and then halacha is taka v'chayshish that the birds of miruba da'alma k'neged the korot. That's the pshat over here. Shloisha motza shnayim mutarim. If there were three birds, one flew away. There's no haychocha that's from something else. You don't have the suffix bifoneinu. We don't look at this as a late death suffix. Oh, something's wrong. Nothing's wrong. One flew away. If one flew away, very often the others flew away. That could be, but you don't see the suffix of Mele, you're not mechuyif to be choshish. B'soich ha'kein u'motza lefnei ha'kein asurim. If they were inside and now they're outside, you have to be choshish, they're outsiders. That's the way they're built, we said, with a board. There's a board that comes out. It's the standard operating procedures that they have room to walk around. And sometimes outsiders will come. So if you found them lifnei akein asurim, v'im ein shom Elohim hare elum mutarim. These are the only birds around. So then we don't see a suffix that maybe it's other ones. The Gemara over here goes to a whole discussion. Daf Yud Aleph. What happens if there are birds that fly well and there are other birds toicha mishimama? That's where the suffix is. If there are other birds, if the only other birds are outside of 50 amas, the general hopping area of these birds. We're talking about birds that don't fly far. We made the kipta in order that they shouldn't be muktzah. So their general comfort zone is up to 50 amas. That's how far you'd be choshish. So then that's pashut. We're talking about something in the middle. And over there, there would be a makom to say that it's others, but it ain't shamelahem, so then there's no sabbath b'faneinu, and therefore the halacha is harei elu mutar.